Philip Sampapia, that these urgent care today's date is 12/12/22. Dictation is for Cora Lindsay. Lindsay spelled Cora Lindsay. Lindsay spells L-I-N-D-S-E-Y. Cora spells K-O-R-A. Date of birth is 09/30/2021. This is a one-year-old child accompanied by mom for nasal congestion and pulling on her right hairs, period. Mom said this has been going on for about 2 or 3 days and has gotten worse today. She said child is eating and drinking well. Our activities are the same. Next paragraph, review of systems. Mom reports red eyes starting yesterday and this morning. She said she noticed discharge from child's left eye. Says she had to use a warm rag to wipe the green stuff from her eyes in order to pry her lids open, period. Next paragraph, next line, mom reports nasal congestion and nasal discharge. She said discharge from is green. Next line, mom said she works with a special needs individual who tested positive for strep on baby, and she said patient was around this special needs child with strep, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none, past surgical history is none, social history, mom denies exposure to tobacco, smoke, family history is none, surgical history is none. She, go back to review of system, mom said child was full term, vag delivery with meconium aspiration, which resulted in a PICC line, IV antibiotics, spinal tap, and child spent approximately 20 to 30 days in PEDS ICU, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, child is alert, oriented. She cries appropriately, is easily comforted, period. She's actively pulling on her right ears. Next paragraph, vital signs are as follows. Respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Next paragraph, nose congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, left eye, injected conjunctiva, green discharge present. There is no periorbital edema or erythema. There is no orbital tenderness. Next line, throat, no erythema, no edema. Tonsils, pharynx, and uvula are without edema or erythema or exudates, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion with no rigidity, no discomfort, range of motion of her neck, period. Next paragraph, ear, right ear TM is injected with what appear to be purulent fluids behind her TM. There's no discharge, no bleeding, period. No mastoid tendon correction. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate of rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft. No tenderness of palpation, no organomegaly, normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or emboli, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is otitis media, right? Assessment number two is acute conjunctivitis. Assessment number three is acute rhinitis. Assessment number four is exposure to strep, period. Next paragraph. Mom and I had a lengthy discussion about child's condition and she's comfortable with my discharge plan. She will be discharged with gentamicin, 0.3% ophthalmic drops, one drop three times daily for 10 days, number 5 mils. Next medication, amoxicillin, 250 mg/5 mils, 1 teaspoon POTID for 10 days, number 150 mils. She was advised to increase fluids, recommend Pedialyte to come back to the clinic if child gets worse, or take her to the nearest emergency room if she were closed. End of dictation.